Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Very happy to have JoJo Mason with me on the podcast this week. How are things, man?
Bro, I miss you, man. How are you?
Good. This must be the hardest thing for you because you're the biggest hugger in Canadian country music. And I thought about that early days. How long has it been since you've had like an actual big hug, man, from a non-family member?
Yeah, it's been a minute. But here's the thing is, you know how people get real excited now, or they're real excited now for concerts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like itching. You want to buy any ticket you can just to go to the concert because you missed the concert so much, right? At least that's how I've been feeling. I'm like that with the hugs, right? So like I'm being patient. I know they're gonna come, and when they do, and I am allowed to wrap everybody up, you better be ready for an extra awkward 1.5, maybe 2.5 seconds of the hug, Shiloh.
Man, or longer. Listen, you have to do a proof of vaccine, right? Like I want to hug you, but you got to show me your proof of vaccine. That's.
I totally should do that. Hey, like I should get a bus and say, hey, we call it the Hug Life Tour Part 2, and instead of playing music, we'll just go around and give people free hugs. But you have to show me your vaccination card first.
Do you know what? I would say the way people are, we all want that. So I have my first, because I'm working from home and I'm spending a lot of time at home. I was out. I had my first hug from a non-family member in a year, in 6 months or whatever it's been. And it was some drunk dude who was like, I know you. And he put his arms around me. And I was like, I wanted it to be much more special.
Bro, your first time got ruined.
I know. You can't relive the first time, JoJo.
No, you can't. No, you cannot. You cannot redo it. And listen, I promise that when I do see you, hopefully you're going to be at the CCMAs. But if you're not, then that's fine. My heart will be continuously broken until I do see you. But when I do see you, I promise we going to give an extra. You know how good my hugs are as is. I'm going to make sure I wrap you up at least an extra 7 to 8 to 9 awkward seconds past where you think it should stop.
That's great. I look forward to it. Hey, CCMAs are huge. I hear you're going to be busy. It's been a while since you've been this busy. What's your stamina like, man? You got to take some electrolytes on the plane. What's going to happen to get you all ready for CCMA weekend?
I've been working my butt off, bro. I let myself go a little bit during the summertime.
Who didn't?
I made a little too far. Maybe I let it go a little too far. But I've been working my butt off lately, bro. And believe it or not, I weighed myself this morning. I lost 40 pounds in the last, month and 17 days.
What's your secret?
Don't eat, skip the dishes.
That's it, eh?
Honestly, dude, that's literally it. I stopped ordering, skip the dishes. I started cooking my meals. I've been having the same thing every single day for the last 51 days. And it's not easy.
And what is that? Because there are some of us who have let ourselves go as well. Asking for a friend, obviously.
Obviously, of course. Let me tell you exactly what I mean. Let me break my day down for you. Okay, so I wake up every day. I go to the gym first thing in the morning because a non-negotiable fasted cardio is the best way to burn a couple calories in the body. So you do this fast cardio first thing in the morning. Then you get home and then you have a smoothie. Got to have a smoothie because you got to rejuvenate your muscles.
You put kale. You put kale in your smoothie, don't you? You're one of those people.
No. All right. Way. I used to be one of those guys. You know what I do now? I put my chocolate protein powder, a little bit of blueberries, some bananas, and some almond milk. Ice in it, blend. And then you have that. It comes up to a perfect cup. I'll give you the measurements if you want it because I get a perfect cup every time, right to the top. And then you have your smoothie. And then you go a couple hours. Here's the next coolest thing that I'm about to eat. Actually, I'm about to eat this in the next, I don't know, whenever I get a break today. But I got to sit right beside me. So you take two rice cakes, you put them in a bowl, you take a cup of almond milk, blend it with some protein powder, and then you pour it over top of the rice cakes, and then you break up the rice cakes because they get all soggy. You break up the rice cakes, and then you have your own Rice Krispies, chocolate Rice Krispies, Shiloh, that are healthy for you.
That's genius.
I know. I have it twice a day sometimes because I love cereal.
Is there a book coming? I mean, everyone writes one of those diet books, man. You could get in on this.
You know what? I would, but then I would just be stealing somebody else's work. So the guys that I've been working with is local guys in Vancouver called House of Gains, and they are just insane, man. This guy is an absolute beast. And one of the things I love about his methods and his techniques is that, yeah, anybody can build a body, but can you build your mind? And so every day, one of the non-negotiable things that I have to do is write out a list of things that I'm grateful for every single morning.
That's crazy. And on that list, chocolate Rice Krispies made from rice cakes every day. Just put it on the list.
No, I'm not kidding. I put on my list. I'm grateful to have the goals. I'm grateful to have goals that I'm crushing that I can crush every day. Because that's one of those goals, man. If I can stick to this diet and if I can stick to the plan, I'm just going to get – there's no way I can eat what I'm eating, work out the way I'm working out, and drop – and not drop it, right? It's almost – that wouldn't make any sense. So I'm just going to continue. I'm going to stay on the path. The food that I'm eating is really good. I'm really happy about it. And it's not one of those like misery diets where that I used to be on, where I would fast for 17, 18, 19 hours, eat one meal and then go back to bed. I don't know how people survive like that. I need to be eating all the time. I love my cereal. I love my smoothies. I love my chicken and asparagus and my yams. How am I supposed to just have one meal a day?
Man, you're making me hungry. Making me hungry.
Bro, I'm looking at my cereal, my makeshift cereal ingredients right now.
Yeah. We can end this chat right now. You're like, that's it. I'm eating. Let's talk CCMA. So you are busy. Are you going to be on? Are we going to see? I'm not going. Am I going to see you on TV?
You are going to see me on TV, dude.
All right.
Or
Broken Umbrella. Can I ask? Are you doing the single? Or is it a secret?
I'm doing the single, bro. No, I'm doing the single, bro.
That's going to be so cool.
Dude, I wish you were there, but I understand. I completely get it.
No, man, when you're looking into the camera, it's me in my fuzzy pajama pants, vegged out, watching you sing that song. How creepy is that?
Okay, but what color and what kind? Because I have some Ninja Turtle ones that I would be rocking
I don't have those. I've got it's funny. I've been given I don't want to call her out, but my brother's girlfriend has given me fuzzy pajamas the last couple of Christmases. And I don't like to complain, but they don't have pockets. And so I've put a request in for fuzzy pants with pockets now. And I don't know if that's rude. Like, you know, listen, if you're going to do it three times, you're going to give me pockets this time. So probably orange fuzzy pants. That's what's going
to
be rocking.
We need to talk about that. Who in their right mind gives who in their right mind gives fuzzy pajama pants with no pockets in? How you put your stuff in?
And it's a new relationship. Like, I mean, if that's how it starts, I don't know, you know?
I'm going to have to talk to you, bro. We're going to have a conversation. Or at least I'm going to have to meet her so I can put her through the ringer and I can give her the business. And then I can call her out because it's okay. I think it'd be okay. I'm not a family member if it came from me.
Yeah, like if you're going to do this. Okay, so Broken Umbrella, and what do people not know about performances on CCMAs? Like what goes behind the scenes? Like do they just sort of point at you and say, get up out of your seat, you're next? Like is there nerves there? What happens, JoJo?
Dude, I don't know if you've ever seen me before a show of any kind. I know Jenna's on this call right now, and she can attest to this, that I am an absolute mess no matter the show. Okay, like I'm pacing back and forth. I'm like hyperventilating. I'm like, I can't even do this anymore. All of a sudden, I'll develop this crazy illness right before I go on. And I, all of a sudden, I'll get in my brain that I can't say. Anyways, it's a whole thing. And I'm expecting this to be just exactly the same.
Nice.
But it's one of those things that when you get on the stage, that it's fine. Everything just kind of like goes away and melts away. And you know, I feel... I always said this too. I never thought I'd find another place. And I told you this before too, that, you know, there's only a few places in my life that I have found that truly, truly makes sense to me. and playing hockey, being on the ice is one of those places, and being on a stage is that other place that I never thought I would find again. This is going to be the biggest performance of my career so far, I think, and I just, I can't wait. So the nerves are going to be there. I'm going to be an absolute mess, but I'm still gonna do me. You know, I'm still gonna do me. You know how that goes.
I can just see you going, guys, go to commercials. I gotta pee first.
That's exactly what's gonna happen. Usually it's a number two. Usually, honestly,
Shiloh, dude, I don't know if they can sell that many commercials, right?
Bro,
like,
I don't know. I know. It's because I'm at least a 2-3 minute guy. Like, sometimes I gotta be patient with it, you know.
That's,
maybe it's my new diet or something, but I gotta be patient.
gotta work it out. Talk a little bit about your EP, a collection of JoJo Mason songs out to the world, right? Soon,
dude. I'm so proud of this one. I'm so pumped about it. This is the next level for JoJo, like myself. You know, I feel like we went from Both Sides of the Bar, then we went to Chapter Two, which there was a whole bunch of stuff behind the scenes going on personally in my life, and then we went to Changes, and now this one, Sky Full of Stars, man. I feel like this is just the next level of music that I wanted to create, and I feel like me and my team, you know, we went to work. A pandemic hit, and we went to work. We decided we wasn't gonna let nothing slow us down, and this batch of songs is, in my opinion, I'm the most proud of these ones.
Well, I know we're going to all enjoy that, JoJo, and we're going to enjoy your performance at CCMA Week. Thank you very much for doing the Country Confidential podcast. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Peace, bro.
All right, it's the time when we bring in an artist who sings an awesome song and tells us about their awesome self. It's Elise Saunders. How are things in, you're in Ontario today?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto, Ontario. Just made the move to Toronto. It's a little bit chilly out, but we do have some sunshine.
What was the hardest thing about the move to Toronto? What was the hardest thing to get used to?
So I'm from Peterborough, Ontario is my hometown, which definitely a slower pace, definitely a whole other lifestyle. A lot of my friends have all like had families and they never left home. So it's very different. So when I first moved, I just found the change of pace was a lot. But I do love it now because I feel like I've kind of found my ground and it's a great central point to get to everywhere and meet everybody that I need. But yeah, just the change of pace was the hardest.
Peterborough, was it like the Lock City or something? That's what I know about Peterborough.
Yeah, there's the Lift Locks, pretty well known Lift Locks there. And I always like to say it's like cottage country. Definitely there's a lot of farming community in Peterborough, but I love the Kawarthas. It's surrounded by beautiful lakes and it's cottages.
Nice. You're an artist that I've heard your name a ton, but I've never really got a chance to hang out with you and chat with you very much. You've been doing this for a long time, but things with your new EP really are starting to open up, and there's a lot of exciting stuff happening for Elise Saunders over the next few months, right?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for setting this up. I'm so glad that we could finally hang out and chat. Yeah, there's lots of exciting things happening. I released 3 singles from my brand new EP that just dropped. And I released the very first one in 2020 in the craziness of all the pandemic happening. And it really has changed my career and unexpectedly, because I had no idea that this would happen. And I was on a whole other path of doing touring before everything shut down, and I just really changed what I was doing and put all of my efforts into connecting to my fans online through content, and have seen some incredible results through it. I do believe music heals, and people have really resonated with the messages that I'm putting out there right now. So it's exciting to be at this point with the brand new EP out there and just, yeah, moving forward with the next couple of songs that are new to people now.
You shot a video yesterday for your upcoming song. What was the coolest part of the video? Are you in it? Was there stars? What was going on?
Yeah. So each video, I try to bring something new. I like to keep it fresh. I like to show different sides to me as an artist. And since I was young, I've just loved music videos, and I always have big visions of what I want to be able to accomplish for all of them. So yesterday we had a bunch of dancers on set. One of the choreographer is there. She's a good friend. And I met her years ago playing at a bar called Boots and Bourbon way back when. And we had said we would have to work together and do a project together. So finally, we made this happen. Such infectious energy on set. I actually was doing the choreography as well, which will be super fun to show that side. I grew up doing tap, hip hop, jazz for many years. So I feel like it's nice to bring out the dancing side again. And it's going to be perfect for the TikTok line dancing world. And then, yeah, a lot of different personalities, a lot of different colors of people, and just trying to show a whole variety of ages, sizes, all those things to really represent people being comfortable in their own skin, and that we're all just people, and just showing, yeah, the essence of people.
That is fun. That is fun. I'm glad you have dancing talent. I, however, do not. All right. So tell me about the song and then you're going to play it for us. What do you got?
So my song Jeans is all about inclusivity. It's about a party and just being together, celebrating who we are, no matter what your color of skin is, what kind of clothing you wear to help identify who you are. We're all, yeah, just the same. We want the same things in life, and that's to be happy. So that's what this song is all about, is just being together without those preconceived ideas. Ellie and Saunders. It's called Jeans.
Ellie Saunders, thank you very much for doing this. I'm glad we could finally get you on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Got no need to dress to impress, 'cause we're all a hot freaking mess. No matter where you're from or what you do, we're always good to share our drinks with you. Pools with shallow water, folks getting judged by covers, that just ain't how. A caring heart looks good on everyone, just like the sparrow follow words. Hey, baby, don't you change a thing. Round here we're all the same. Got the good times flowing through our veins. Don't love you for your moonshine, fine wine, Ford 150 or a Chevy Bob. Sunday best or Ripton, we are gonna love you. It's all the same. Got the good times flowing through our veins. Don't love you for your moonshine, fine wine, Ford 150 or a Chevy Bob. Sunday best or Ripton, we gonna love you for your jeans. Your jeans. Gonna love you for. Gonna love you for.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.